sur la Libala Rio, Baya Ya Oze Abisso. Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Nana Congo Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Congo Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Nana Congo Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Osa Bololo, Keke Congo Bololo.
This is war. Where is the peace movement that cannot recognize the war that's being made against Africans?
At root, the genocide in Congo is the result of a U.S. proxy war.
The people, the Tutsi versus these, or this tribe that against these tribes, but there's nothing like that. What you see is imperialist war.
Thank you. too, Keith, as well. And get a record deal. See ya.
I'm going to kill him for that. I just have a few words I'd like to say, and because I knew this was going to be emotional for me, I wrote it down. So bear with me for a second. My mother and I would like to thank the entire Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation for this honor, especially Susan Evans, Joe Gallen, and Lisa Frank for being so patient while we tied up the loose ends. This is the loose ends. And I love him for it. We accept this award on behalf of the entire John family, especially my brother Kevin, his wife Kathy, my father's only two grandsons, little Kevin and little Keith, who are in Cleveland watching this, who previously knew my father only through his music, family, and friends, but now get the opportunity to see how his peers felt about him. Among those inspired or influenced by his incredible talent were, besides myself and my brother, were people like George Benson, Donny Hathaway, Jeffrey Osborne, Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops, and the Big Cheese right here. Our family is very excited about this award because now people who didn't know him previously will get to know the impact he had on music and the music industry. My brother Kevin and I are purely ecstatic for my mom, who's been floating on air since she learned my dad would be acknowledged for this well-deserved, we believe, spot in musical history. She just wants to say...
I'd just like to say thank you very, very much, and I am very happy and very pleased. Thank you.
Thank you.
Groceries, eggs and poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. All around the world, I'd rather be a fly. I light on my baby, stay with her till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch and run through the jungle fighting lions with a switch. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I. And Mona Lisa was a man. All around the world I got blisters on my feet, trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me, woman, you ain't got no sense. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits and groceries, eggs and poultries, and Mona Lisa was a man.
know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live you learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Oh, Uhuru. You are listening to Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. My name is Jalali, a.k.a. Norman Otis.
one arm to hold and squeeze me tight when the night begins. And until it ends, I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad. So give it up and bring it home to me, or write it on a paper so it can be read to me. Tell me you love me and stop driving me mad, 'cause I need your love so bad. I need a soft voice that will talk to me at night. Don't worry, baby, we won't fuss and fight. Listen to my plea, bring it home to me. I need your love so bad. Oh, I need your love so bad. I guess you see that we're one with each other.
listening to Uhuru Radio. Uhuru, my name is Norman Ellis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and we are getting ready to pay tribute to Little Willie John, and I would like to thank two Floridians who made Diasporic Music possible. First, there's Archie Shep, who I borrowed the name Diasporic Music from, which includes all the music of African people made in the Western. And also Chairman Omali Ishitella, who I met back in 1981 in Buffalo, New York. And we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to be spending some time with Susan Whitehall and Kevin John, the son of Little Willie John. We are paying tribute to Little Willie John. And we were listening to, we came out of the box tonight with a speech by Stevie Wonder. We also heard Ritz and Grocery's Eggs and Poultry, which is all around the world. And we heard many renditions of Fever, Beyonce, Peggy Lee, and the man himself. And right now we're going to go to a song, one of my favorite songs, which I've been listening to all day, Never Let Me Go, first recorded by Johnny Ace and by The Impressions and then by Luther Vandross. But we just heard Little Willie John. I picked this up a couple of days ago. And this is from Little Willie John's last CD that he made, 1966, which was produced by David Axelrod and arranged by H. Barnum. This is Little Willie John doing Never Let Me Go.
Thank you. Never too much, never too much. can't take this.
What?
I feel like I've died and gone to heaven.
Oh, please.
This is unbelievable.
Get out of here.
I mean, Aretha, you just don't know. To sit here and hear you sing like this one-on-one is just the highlight of my career.
Okay,
thank you. Fantastic. If
I
can sing, well, I am too.
Yeah, because I sit at home and watch you and listen to your interviews, and here you are.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
If I could sing like you, I would never turn on a TV. I'd just sit here and entertain myself 24 hours a day.
Begin as a musician?
I started playing cello at age 10 and played till my till 17, and then I switched to bass my senior year in high school, which made me going on 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing bass since January of 1955.
Were you more interested in classical as a child, or was jazz already such an important style, let's say, for you at that time?
Well, my plan was to be a classical musician. I was a very talented classical cellist, and I realized as I got older and got more awareness in the classical field, that they were not really ready to add an African-American to the classical ranks of solo cello playing. And I looked around one day in the orchestra and found that the bass player was going to graduate and that there was no bass player in the orchestra. And at that time I decided, well, if I really want to play this music, I'm determined to be as good as I can at this music and to make them call me. I had to be a bass player. And I switched to string bass in January of 1955.
Yeah.
And I played classical bass up through my college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was made aware that the classical world was not ready to prepare to have a wonderfully talented African-American bassist among their presence. Along the way, I was making jazz gigs so I could kind of stay in school to
yeah.
have funds for books and instruments and stuff you need to stay in college.
Yeah.
And so I was working these small clubs in Rochester, New York as part of the house band.
Mm.
That meant I'd be the bass player in a trio that would back a solo horn player. Sonny Stitt came in by himself
yeah.
one time. Slim Gaylord came in by himself at some point. And I started to get active in town as a weekend jazz player because I was going to school full time in the classical orchestra. And I met, of course, at the nightclubs, famous New York musicians, Sam Jones on bass,
mm-hmm.
like Isaac's playing with Carmen McRae, wonderful bass player, and they told me that in New York, a good bass player can always work. But it sounded like what I wanted to do, so
right?
I kind of put more interest in developing my jazz skills.
Yeah. But you've still produced a lot of classical music
I still like to play whenever I can.
Yeah.
I've made some classical records on my own. I've done several records of Bach cello suites. I've done the Bach Brandenburg with the jazz orchestra. I've done some Bach chorales where I recorded 8 bass parts. So I'm still actively involved in that music, but I earn my living playing jazz right now.
Yeah, I used to work with Eric Dolphy.
Well, you know, Eric and I worked with Chico Hamilton for about 6 months before the band disbanded. Chico moved back to California, and Eric moved to New York. I was already living in New York as of August 59, so we had a very good relationship. Eric always practiced. I mean, he was never without a flute on the bus or his bass clarinet in his apartment. So I watched him develop what his point of view was, but his constant practice routines he had every day.
You were not that extreme.
Well, I was when I was younger, but as I got older, I was playing enough gigs.
You were easing off.
I was practicing on the gigs.
Yeah.
You know, but I still practiced a couple hours a day. Eric was into it. He practiced 4 or 5 hours every day. I just didn't have that kind of time. But I was to work in nightclubs all the time.
So my practice time was kind of limited to when I wasn't playing. Mm. And all the way I had a couple of kids, two wonderful boys, so my time was kind of compromised. Yeah. Happily so. Mm. My two sons and my wife.
Yeah.
Mm. Eric's a lovely man. I miss him.
Yeah. He's a great musician.
Absolutely.
How do you look? Because they just celebrated 50 years of Kind of Blue. I mean, they had all kinds of musicians there. People you wouldn't think directly associate with jazz. And some, you know, like Henry Rollins and from rock music. And that would say that, you know, maybe to a degree, jazz music has been realized as a broad, let's say, a broad reward to America.
Well, one of the old-time sayings that still holds true is that jazz is America's most important import. That record, I wish I had made that record. It's a historic, it's a very musical record. Mm-hmm. It's 37 minutes of classic music.
Mm-hmm.
And of all those I had made, I have made and I'm continuing to work toward. I wish that had been on my list of things to say. I made that record.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous record.
Yeah.
I must have at least five versions of that on LP,
mm-hmm.
on an 8-track cassette, on a regular cassette, on the early CD issue, and they've mm-hmm. had several variations of CD since then, so I must mm-hmm. have six versions of this song on various recorded formats, and it's still among my favorite things to listen to any time of day. Great, great record.
What about Miles? What do you remember about Miles? And he was a wild guy, I know that.
I never saw that kind of stuff.
No.
I mean, that's the rumor that's kind of followed his career, you know, weird, unstable, hostile. Mm. But, you know,
but wild is not always the unpleasant, is it?
I never saw that. I mean, wild is never a positive term, you know.
It's no, it's true.
Someone is always at loose ends and causing trouble. Unstable.
That's a troublemaker.
Yeah, yeah. And that's okay sometimes. You gotta do that to make progress, I think.
Yeah.
But I never saw those kinds of
attributes.
Actions from him. Yeah. I mean, he was always kind to me. He always loved my kids, man. He was asking them to come out of the house and come to his basement, box in his gymnasium, in the basement. He and my wife exchanged recipes and how to cook, you know. When he got sick, he'd call me and said, can you bring me something for lunch? You know, so I'd go to the restaurant and bring him something to cook.
I don't know him those ways that people have described him.
I worked on and off with him for 5 years or more. Yeah, you were with him a long time.
In various settings all over the planet, just about. And I never saw my relationship never involved
all those kinds of views people have of him.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Yeah. So you have a very pleasant view.
I feel a little put on the spot sometimes when people ask me about these images of him. You know, and of course I can't answer for him, and wouldn't I try to answer?
You don't have to.
Be responsible for it, however they feel, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just comfortable that I had a great time learning with him.
Yeah.
And I hope that he had a great time learning from the four of us. Well, I have a record that just came out in Japan. It's called The World of Ron Carter.
And it contains, this is actually my first record where I think most of the compositions are mine. There'll be 11 songs on the compilation on this CD, and it'll be in Europe this spring.
Mm-hmm.
It contains 10 songs, and 6 of them are mine.
Mm-hmm.
Half the record is devoted to a 20-minute suite, which is where we play 20 minutes of music that contains 5 songs, and we segue between each song, so there's not a band of silence between each song. I try to make the bass be the segueing instrument that determines what the next tune is, how fast it is, the key it is, and it's really effective in the club.
There's a bridge.
I'm that bridge.
Thank you. so long ago, somebody stole us away. Down so low, nowhere to go, planting cotton and sugar cane. Where's my 40 acres and a mule? 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 First Nations people, my kinfolk say, show them which way to go. Brightest star to guide the way, like wise men long ago. Somebody moan, where's my 40 acres and a mule? 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 My relatives down in New Orleans, Tennessee, and Detroit helped build that land in slavery until the Civil War done destroyed it. Where's my 40 acres and a mule? 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 Somebody moan.
Now, it's more than time for you to make redress. Reparation. Kanye, Bad Boy Shug and LL Cool J, Eve, Snoop, Simmons and Lil Jon. All you help Trinity to sing this song, man. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should ask George Cullen and Condoleezza. Would they stand and deliver? Reparation. Reparation. Yeah.
How can you Tree. You you'll find your way to love. Hope is what your heart is made of. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your way home. When that little girl, hold on to your world. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your way home. For that little girl, hold on to your world. Your world's apart from first when life was dark. Understanding what it means to have God. Nothing but your heavy, broken heart. Memory of what used to be. When change comes responsibility. Don't forget where you are, ain't where you've been. Life's lessons then made you into a man. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your way home. For that little girl, hold on to your world. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your way home. For that little girl, hold on to your world.
Baby, 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 baby. little more. I see that little tear in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real. But if you cry, wonder why you cry. I tell you no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real. Oh, oh. Are you ready? Like I'm we'll